We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Brendan and Nutley, who joins us on The Fan. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, I don't know if you guys heard, but ESPN's buying NFL Red Zone, apparently. And from what I was told by somebody was, no more Scott Hansen. It's apparently going to be Stephen A. Smith.
No. There's no way in hell he's doing that.
I hope not. Scott Hansen's like a priest. That's like church on a Sunday to me. Now ESPN's taking over?
I thought Scott Hansen renewed his contract. Tell me if I'm wrong. He did.
I'm probably wrong. You're probably right, to be honest with you.
And, you know, ESPN is going to acquire the NFL Network. That means, of course, Red Zone and everything else that goes along with it. And they're going to be rebranding the whole ESPN thing. And everything's going to be known as ESPN. And it's probably going to cost direct-to-consumer about $30 a month if you want it.
Yeah, I pay about like 10 a month through like a Verizon package, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if that's still going to be offered. We'll have to wait and see and determine what ESPN wants to do here. But I think the direct-to-consumer, if you want it, like we have ESPN Plus now.
Yeah.
And we pay for that. And you get other things that you can watch on your phone and your iPad. I think that they are getting rid of the Plus, just calling everything that they have under their one umbrella, ESPN, and you can buy a direct-to-consumer for $30.
All right, so that's just Red Zone we're talking about.
I think it's not
the Sunday Ticket or any of that.
No,
stuff.
Sunday Ticket is YouTube TV. Yes.
All right, so it's just Red Zone than anything that the NFL Network was doing.
I believe that they will have NFL Network. I'm assuming they're absorbing the entire NFL Network in some sort of financial equity deal in some way, shape, or form, and also staying close to the NFL because they need to stay close to the NFL to stay relevant.
Yeah, so for me, yes. And I think that makes a ton of sense.
I was talking to a very high-ranking sports executive over the weekend. Ooh, very high-ranking.
Look at you.
High-ranking. Okay. Who will remain nameless. And I was just asking him a few questions about, like, why would, like, say, NBC want the NBA and pay the amount of money that they're paying for it when the NBA ratings are going down? And he said, there's nothing like live sporting events. And the thing about the NBA is that it creates a lot of action away from the game. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of social interaction, social media interaction. And it's a very popular thing for us to be able to sell. And we're going to sell the hell out of it. Or NBC's going to sell the hell out of it. And, you know, they think that they're going to make a lot of money off of it. And they're going to be able to promote a lot of different things around it.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL, I mean, that is a classic rising tide lifts all boats situation. Not sure about the NBA. We'll see how that works out for them. I agree that it seems like it's a year-round league, but it's a year-round league on social media. It's not a year-round
league on
network.
It's all about impressions. It's about impressions, and it's also an international league. You know, because of all the international players and all the different countries that, you know, including China.
China?
Yes, that loves the NBA.
China vagina.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, once you have, if you are a Sunday Ticket person, the Red Zone becomes irrelevant. if you're not a Sunday ticket person, then yeah, it is. And you're a big fantasy football guy, then fine.
You and I are Sunday ticket people. Al's a red zone guy.
But he's off a red zone now.
He is off of red zone.
Doesn't like it anymore.
I didn't know why he didn't like it anymore. I thought he was a total red zone guy.
Yeah, Al, you're off a red zone now, right? You don't like watching it anymore?
No, I was red zone guy.
No, but you I remember you saying this past season that you're off a red zone.
I was getting even bored with red zone.
Why?
Because a lot of times, you know what it is? You get excited for the games to start at 1 o'clock, and then you realize the NFL schedules all the loser games at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
Well, that's not totally true.
It mostly is true, unfortunately, because you got Thursday night.
The smaller market
Sunday
games tend
it tends to be like...
I'll tell you what, the 1 o'clock opening day, Pittsburgh at the New York Jets, is not a loser game. That's
for everyone else, it's a loser game. For us, it's interesting, but like the rest of the league...
You don't think the rest of the league cares about Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know, but what I mean is like the red zone, you look up, it's 2:30 and the games are 10-3, 10-7. You're like, what is this?
If you are not a big fan of a single team and you're not gambling on the games, there's no reason to watch. So that's where I think Al's going with this. The league is not interesting enough to someone who's just checking in on the games if they don't have a significant rooting interest. Where there's other things that you can watch and pay attention to, or you don't have a significant rooting interest, and it's entertaining enough.
But Scott Hansen did get that contract extension.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
what is really nice, and it's free, is on YouTube, the highlights for each individual game. They do a really great job with that.
Yeah, I mean, and that helps you for preparation of things you might have missed when you do the hour warm-up show. But I could guarantee you that if you didn't have this job, you would not be putting the NFL on Sundays. I know 100%.
It would be tough.
You'd be doing something else, especially in September and October. If there was a big game or something around Thanksgiving, maybe you throw it on or whatever it's on in the background. But you're someone who does not gamble on the games. You don't play fantasy football. And your interest in the Jets and the Giants would not be there any longer because generally they stink and you wouldn't have this job any longer. You wouldn't put it on. You'd do something else.
But the amount of discussion that you have had about the Giants' offensive line, I would think that you'd be looking at tape and you'd be looking at everything else like Phil Sims sitting around in your underwear just looking at football highlights.
I do love football highlights.
Okay.
That Chris Rose does a great job on Sunday night on NFL Network. That's a great show.
Okay.
It's extensive highlights. He's funny. Like, that's solid.
Okay.
Yeah, and the red zone is all about fantasy football. That's really what it's about.
I also feel like there's some redundancy there because ESPN has all its highlight shows. Right? I wonder how this is all going to flush out.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to have the NFL Network highlight shows and the ESPN highlight shows. It's going to be one, right?
You would think. The redundancy factor. But then again, most of that stuff is driven, as Al just said, like by personalities like Scott Hansen and Chris Rose. And you love that. And you want to be able to continue to watch that. I would hope that ESPN would recognize that.
Right. Well, that's the fear that the caller was a little confused about because I've seen this written about. People's fear is that the NFL Red Zone is going to turn into let's throw it to Stephen A. Smith to talk about something. Let's throw it to this guy to talk about something. And
well,
they'll ruin
but
what
let's
we
not
love.
Do that. Let's just keep it the way it is because it's been a very successful endeavor for the NFL Network, just like Chris Rose's highlight package show, right? They both have been very successful.
Yes.
So I thought Good Morning Football, when they were here in New York anyway, and they were all together, they were a very successful show.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dave in Illinois. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, what's going on? This is cool. Hey, Pat Boyle, he does like a thing on Sunday afternoons. I'd go out into the garage after a Bears disaster, and he does kind of a red zone thing on
radio.
Whatever that network
is. He does it for radio.
Yeah, on the radio. But, man, I was surprised it was him, because when I see him on TV, I picture Kip from Napoleon Dynamite. But on the radio, he was fantastic.
Well, that's good to know.
When have you seen him on TV?
When he's on with us.
On your show.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
When he's in there, showing off his glasses. And I got a golf thing for you, story.
Yeah.
I did some work at Medina the spring before the Ryder Cup. What was that, 2012 or whatever it was? When you walk into that clubhouse out at Pebble Beach, it's going to be unbelievable. Because I was every day, I'd work in that clubhouse, and I'd go out in the back at break time and just look at the greens and the putting green out front. And you're gonna get the biggest kick out of that when you pull into that place.
No, I mean, I can't wait. I may shed a tear. I mean, I probably won't in front of Boomer because he'll make fun of me for the rest of my life, but I may get a little watery-eyed.
You know, if you get emotional, that means what I tried to do for you is actually working.
Yeah, but
to be emotional.
But the way that you reacted initially to I went home and watched the Shell World of Golf with Jack Nicklaus and Sam Snead in 1962 or something, initial scoffing makes me think that when we pull into Pebble Beach and I may have a tear run down my cheek, that you're going to take that and run with that as something negative, you know?
You say I scoff. I'm just saying that I thought you, I have watched now for a year and a half, like a sickness overtake you.
It's been longer than a year and a half now.
Yeah, but it's been really intense over the last, I say year and a half, maybe it's 2 years, but yeah. Let's just say over the last year, I mean, like the intensity of this love of this game that, you know, you picked up when you were 40 years old, I mean, it's a little bit obsessive. You have to admit.
Sure. I'm not denying that.
I mean, and I'm just trying to keep everything on an even keel. That's all.
Yeah, but I mean, I could be obsessed with bad things. This is a good thing. And I'm learning about the history.
Which I do appreciate. I do appreciate that.
You know, it's not, and I just want to have all aspects covered. I want to go there and be in a mind frame that, because it may never happen again. I mean,
you're gonna get on number seven and say, man, Tiger Woods in 98 did this. Don't hit me with that stuff. I don't need that.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to be thinking about one thing and one thing only when I'm on that tee box.
And that's your golf ball.
Yes. That's the only thing that's going to be going through my mind, is someone is filming this and someone's going to watch this. And you better not top this ball, hit it off the hosel.
The hosel rocketed it.
You can't. You got it. And whatever it is, too. That's the other thing. Like, you know, there's no re-edits in that thing. You're up there. This is the experience.
We've been down this road before.
Yeah, no, we did. Yeah, we played Frankie and Trent at Barstool.
Yeah.
We lost.
You know, I'm in bed last night, right? So Sydney decides to, FaceTime.
Oh, okay. A little boom-pa FaceTime?
Yeah, she's at the Chris Stapleton concert with Frankie Borelli.
Oh, okay.
Saying, you know, Dad, he hasn't been on Atlantic. He hasn't been on Atlantic. I'm like, okay, so who is he? Like, you know, Christopher Columbus, I got to get him to Atlantic?
I'm sure that he'll find his way on and he'll do a nice thing for him.
I got connections.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Frankie's awesome, by the way.
But I'm like, you FaceTime me, I'm laying in bed.
Yeah, a lot of YouTube golfers at that thing.
Yeah.
You had Fat Perez and Frankie Borelli.
What, last night?
Yeah, at UBS.
I didn't know Fat was there.
Fat was there. He's got a place out in Montauk now.
Fat does?
Yeah.
Oh, Fat's doing well.
FP. He's doing great. He's like a part owner in a bar out there. Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, how's it going, Gio? Hi, Boomer.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Gio, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Money aside, money is not a factor. if you had a gun to your head, you've got to give up one, the radio show or golf, what would it be?
I mean, you cannot say money is not a factor. It's impossible. I can't answer that question. I mean, I have fun doing both, but one takes my money, one makes me money. So you can't, remember, you get to the whole thing.
And remember, without the radio, you're not playing bougie golf.
Exactly. You can't answer that question. It's impossible.
That's a hard one. A very hard one.
Yeah. I mean, let's just put it.
Who would we get to replace Gio?
Phil Sims tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.